Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and very excited about having one of our original founding members of our Brain Trust back on the show. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. We've already had her 15th anniversary, I should say. We've already had that one. And she is one of our great Brain Trust members, knows more about tax policy and income tax issues for small business than anybody else in the galaxy. The author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the tax mama, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. What an intro. and it's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's good to be anywhere, isn't it, Eva?
These days, you know, it really is. One day we'll talk about that.
That's right. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Okay, I want to get right into something that's in the news recently, but I haven't heard a lot of people talk about the tax implication of it. Defense of Marriage Act was struck down by the Supreme Court, which basically, basically allows same-sex partners to have the similar benefits, same benefits as if they were heterosexual marriage.
Well, they have to be same-sex married couples.
To be married.
A lot of states have allowed same-sex marriages for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually have to be married for this to apply. But basically what happens is we finally have definitive rules, in effect, from the Supreme Court that says that for federal tax purposes, they are treated just like any other couple.
Hmm.
And for some people, this is a really, really good thing because, you know, they've been filing jointly in their state and then they've had to Mickey Mouse separate tax returns for federal. And, you know, there have been a whole lot of implications with respect to inheritances versus gift taxes and so forth. There have been some pretty awful implications when they actually get divorced, which happens with them as well, like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So now they are seen in the eyes of the IRS as regular married couples. And about 2 years ago when the Edie Windsor case was first won, I wrote an article for MarketWatch telling people who were affected to file protective claims, in other words, amended returns to claim refunds from prior years that were still open.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people did that, but even those who haven't can go back for the last 3 years and get refunds if this applies to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people have businesses involved.
Beneficial for those people, and that makes a lot of sense. What about their employers? How has this impacted that relationship?
Well, in many states, and, you know, many large employers have already provided benefits for partners, you know, regardless. So they weren't waiting for this law. But those who haven't now have to treat all same-sex couples as regular couples for all benefit purposes.
In the states where it's recognized as a marriage. They live in Ohio, let's say, which doesn't have that, I think, or a state that it doesn't have, doesn't recognize same-sex marriages, but they went to Massachusetts or California and got married, and then they came back to their home and went back to work. What does an employer do in that situation?
They're going to have to do the same thing because this is a federal.
So even though the couple is not that marriage is not recognized in the state, they couldn't have got married in that state. they were married in a state that allowed it, and the fact that they live in a state that doesn't allow it doesn't change the fact that the employers have to treat those that couple the same way.
Yeah, as very likely. Couple. And exactly, because it's a federal law. Yeah. And, you know, the court said that the Defense of Marriage Act, one man, one woman, is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. So now, for federal purposes, this is recognized, you know, and now you're bringing up good issues. This affects businesses on so many levels as well.
Yep.
So you're going to, in addition to all of the Obamacare issues that you have to look at right now, mm-hmm. you're also going to have to look at this as an issue.
Yep, folks.
Part of your budget.
That's right. You're going to have to. It is something that many employers are going to have to address as a separate issue, especially in those states where their law is different from other states. 22. Right back with Eva Rosenberg. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.